Welcome to the Antioch Initiative Podcast, a podcast about the unreached and topics related to giving them access to the good news of Jesus.
For the next 2 weeks on the Antioch Initiative Podcast, we are featuring content for Run for the Unreached. You name the injustice, the disease, or the cause, and there's a 5K for it. So why not run for those who have yet to hear the gospel or respond to the good news of Jesus? Please join us on April 17th as we run or walk for the unreached. You can participate virtually from anywhere. For more information or to register online, please go to www.theantiochinitiative.com/run-4-the-unreached. We hope to hear from you soon and enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Hi, this is Nick with the Antioch Initiative Podcast, and we are continuing our series on Run for the Unreached. And today in this session, we are blessed to be talking with Mark Cannon, who serves in Spain. Mark, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Great to be with you.
Mark, you have a unique role in Spain. I think it's in the city of Madrid, correct?
Yes, we're in Madrid.
Yeah, and you're working, I know, with refugees, with immigrants. Would you tell us a little bit about the type of work you're involved with there in Spain?
Yeah, happy to. Well, we've been here in Spain for almost 14 years, and we work with predominantly with Muslims who have come from, many of them have come from North Africa, many of them have come from Bangladesh, from West Africa, and a number of other places. And we have a center in one of the strongest Muslim areas of Madrid, where we offer classes and various types of ways to connect with people. And so it's a great spot to be able to share Jesus with lots of people who've never heard.
Yeah, that's what an amazing opportunity. Praise God for your faithfulness, 14 years. Would you share us some things God is doing at this time among the Muslims that you work with?
Yeah. I mean, we've had some where, you know, with COVID, our classes tend to be smaller because we have limitations put on us by the government. And so we abide by those. So instead of having a class maybe of 10, 15, 20, we may have a class of 4 to 8. Sure. And but what's interesting about it is it has created deeper relationships with our staff, with our teachers, because usually with our teacher, we have a teacher and then we have an assistant, and we really like to build relationships. Well, as a result of this COVID, if you will, you know, we've had people who come from a Muslim background who've gone to church with us for the very first time at their initiative. They always wanted to see a church, and God just really touched them when they went. We've had people that we've prayed with about some serious needs that they're facing. You know, unemployment is really high, especially in the wake of COVID. And so we've had people whose lives have been touched because of faithfulness of our team and us sharing Jesus with them in the midst of their need.
Man, praise God for those new opportunities, new dynamics. I have to also just, I think it's a little interesting the way you're pronouncing, even in the West, we say COVID, but I guess with the Spanish I being an E, it's COVID. Is that correct?
Well, it probably is. COVID, COVID-19, if you will.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of cultural ways we pronounce different things. Just interesting. Well, that's wonderful. Is there another story or two you might want to share, something God's been doing recently, just in the context, you know, of pandemic and just also just in recent days, things God's doing?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it for us with Oasis Center and touching people's lives are meeting them at the point of their needs.
Yeah.
We've had some of our students who've gone on short trips where their family were exploring the opportunities to go to other countries. And, for some of the students that are younger, going with mom and dad on a trip to a new country, teenagers not really wanting to be cool with the whole idea of, again, moving, because they're either refugees or they're immigrants, their lives has been a big transition. And so now they're going to make another transition. And we had a family of two of our students come back who were really touched deeply as a result of our team ministering to them, because their visiting that country was pretty traumatic, actually. And so many on our team have lived cross-culturally, like our daughter Emily has lived cross-culturally most of her life, and able to relate that, you know, you are a third culture kid. I'm a what? And being able to touch them in ways that helps them to discover who they are. And of course, then they want to ask questions about, you know, what that means, but also ultimately it leads to being able to often pray with them as a result. And so when they go through a traumatic time, we had one of our students the other day is not going to be able to join us because our classes, we prayed that Babu would get a job. And just the other day, our team was on the way to Oasis Center. And he says, "Hey, everybody." He was so excited with a huge smile. He said, "I just got a job." Amen. Now, this guy has been an economic refugee for the last 6-8 years. And part of the time has lived on the street. And now for him to have a job, we're sad that he won't be able to come to our classes, at least in the time slot that he normally would. But we're also excited that God answered prayer. And he, in fact, comes from a Muslim background. And we were able to say, you know, as a result of praying for you, wow, isn't God great? And he's like, yes. So God answering prayer for people from an unreached background.
That's amazing. Praise God for, yeah, the new opportunities God is bringing. And yeah, well, are there, you know, we want to be praying for your part of the world, for Spain, for Europe, and for the unreached there. So we want to move into that. But just before we do that, is there anything else you want to just share as a background before we go ahead and just start giving prayer requests?
Yeah, you know, I mean, nobody gave us a playbook when we started Oasis Center because it hadn't been done before. And then certainly when COVID hit,
I like it.
It's a Spanish pronunciation.
Yeah.
You know, when that came around, we didn't know what it was going to mean. Were we going to go into another lockdown? Were we going to face, like we did the year before, one of the most strict lockdowns in the world? You know, what was it? What did it mean for our students? And honestly, we were remarking today that we've just seen God's faithfulness through this whole unsettling time for our students and for us, and having new team members, having various opportunities that we didn't have before, and seeing God meet people at the point of their needs is just unprecedented in the way he's doing it. And one of the things I shared today, in fact, I shared at Oasis Center with our team, is, you know, we just want God to do what God does best. Yeah. And only God can do it. Even in our worst day, he does better. And even in our best day, he does better. And just really encouraging our team to allow God to, even in these unsettling times, to do what he does best. And that's to seek and to save the lost.
I love that. I just love that whole concept. Yeah, allowing God to do what he does best and what we, of course, can't do. And oftentimes things we don't understand, but yet he works. And wow, that's amazing. Very encouraging. Well, Mark, would you help us to know how to pray for your part of the world?
Well, I think the first is to pray for our Oasis Center team. You know, we've gone through this COVID, and, you know, I mean, there's a certain amount of pressure that we've all faced just individually as a team, and with new team members that are joining us or joined us with just before COVID. We had three team members actually join us just at literally weeks before COVID hit. And so their experience in Spain has been with COVID the first year. And so pray for our team member, for our adjustment, our continued adjustment as God works in our lives, that we'll be able to see God be glorified in that.
Amen. Let's pray for the Oasis Center team for a moment here. And please, if you're listening, you can pause if you'd like to. We're just going to pause here for a moment before we go on to the next request.
I think another thing to pray for Oasis Center is the strengthening of our relationships that we have with our people. As people have come to Oasis Center, as they've been ministered to by our team, we're really wanting to go deep. Yeah. And we believe that God has prepared some of our people from a Muslim background who he has prepared to do that. And it'd be a way to be able to share Jesus.
Let's pray for, yeah, stronger relationships. And you can, if you like, if you're listening, you can press pause on your player for a moment as well.
And I think another area to continue to pray is all across Europe, pray for the church. You know, as we've had Muslims that have come to our shores all across this continent, from Spain to Sicily to Greece, all the way to Germany, to Finland, to the Netherlands, to the UK, all across Europe, that we pray for the church, that the church will be the church. Yeah. That they will embrace Muslims who've come their way, that they won't allow their own bias, prejudice, whatever it is that they feel towards Muslims, but they allow God to work through them, and they will be agents of God that will end up sharing the good news with Jesus and maybe befriending a Muslim and being a person that will help them.
Amen. Wonderful. Well, Mark, thank you. Do you have any other requests, or are we good to go right now?
I think we're good.
Okay. Mm. Well, really appreciate your spending time with us and sharing with us about what God's doing in Spain and Europe as well. And appreciate your dedication to the kingdom, and may God continue to bless you and your family and the work of your hands. And thanks again for being with us today on the Antioch Initiative podcast and helping us with Run for the Unreached.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Antioch Initiative podcast. We encourage you to follow us on whatever podcasting platforms you use the most. Feel free to check out our social medias to stay updated on all future content.